time for our regular Thursday feature, the Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure this morning to welcome Stevie Elam from Adrian High School Basketball. And Stevie, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thanks for having me, man.
Is this your first chance at the Cave?
Yeah.
Well, it's long overdue. And I guess congratulations goes out to you. You've gone over the 1,000-point plateau.
Thank you.
In Adrian High School Basketball. It's got to be a good feeling.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it.
It's great, man. My coaches and my teammates, they believe in me, so I get a lot of shots, a lot of opportunities to score, and like to get my teammates involved too, so it's great being a leader on the team.
Yep, and so, you know, hitting the 1,000 career point mark is a huge benchmark for you and everyone involved at Adrian High School. Who kind of pushes you the most there? Your coaches, your parents, your players, teammates?
I say all of it is equal. They all push me to be great. Every day at practice, they want me to lead the team and so we can be successful. Practice and in games, that's pretty much it.
And now I understand you're a junior?
Yes.
So you got another year left.
Yeah.
So you can really put some numbers up in the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of goals that you have in mind, or is this something that just happened?
Individually, I think I want to hit 2,000 points career overall, and as a team, I want to win a district championship and a SEC championship as well.
Okay, and how do you feel that your team has been doing so far this year?
I feel very confident. They've been playing very well. We play together. We play as a team. Everybody's jump shot is looking good. They ever look confident. Yeah, that's pretty much.
So tell us, let's go back a little ways. How did you get started playing the game?
Ever since I was little, I always just had a ball in my hand. I loved playing basketball, football, baseball too. But basketball is really just my first love. I love playing it every day, ever since then.
Did you start out at the Y playing
ball? YMCA basketball, yeah.
Yeah. I remember those days too. So obviously you have some pretty good talent shooting the ball. What do you think is your best attribute as far as a basketball player and maybe an area where you have to work on?
I think my athletic ability, my ability to jump high and shoot the ball as well. And I think getting better at is more of a playing better defense. I think that's pretty much what it is. And being more of a vocal leader, encouraging my teammates.
Yeah, and so coming along the way, your love of sports, basketball, baseball, all that kind of good stuff, who was your biggest supporter along the way helping you reach those heights, those goals to where you are at now, where you have that 1,000 career point benchmark?
I think it's my mom, my dad, and my sister. They really push me every day to be great, be good in the classroom, be good in the weight room, in the court, on the field, all that, to be the best person I could be.
Yep. And so this year's Adrian team, they're off to a terrific start. Of course, you're having a terrific season so far. What kind of steps do you have to take to continue this process and eventually make it to your goal of that district championship?
Continue to lead, have the guys ready every day, practice, preparation for the next team we play, stay ready.
Leadership, you know, it's kind of a back and forth thing here, leadership. What do you consider a leader doing as far as the basketball team is concerned?
Staying positive even when you're down. Got to keep the guys' energy up, all that. Got to be encouraging, got to be vocal. You just got to always be never too high, never too low, just even at all times so the guys can just stay confident, stay ready.
All right, we're talking with Stevie Elam from Adrian High School Basketball here on Inside the Cave. And we're going to pause for a message from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
In education, one size does not fit all. Everyone's goals look different. Lenawee County High School students can earn free college credits through JCLISD Academy. Motivated, academically focused students can enroll in this public early middle college beginning January 31st, benefit from a tight community, receive personalized support and planning, and in addition to a diploma, earn up to 60 college credits and an associate's degree through a five-year program. Learn more by visiting lisd.us/academy.
You're back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, Hunter Davies with you. It's our Athlete of the Week program. And we're talking with Stevie Elam from Adrian High School Basketball, who just set a new personal best, 1,000 points. Stevie, you know who leads the overall points?
No, I don't know.
I'm sure you're probably pretty close to some of those. But you say you want to do 2,000 points?
Joe Francis?
Joe Francis? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Did he hit 2,000?
I think he was close to it, like 1,500 or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, so you got plenty of time. You got more than half of the season left in this one. Are there some teams in the league, in the SEC, that you have circled on your calendar as a team that you really have to beat?
Chelsea. Chelsea is the team.
Why did I know the answer to that question? Chelsea is always the one, and they have a pretty good team this year.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think you can beat them?
I think we can beat them. I'm very confident going into the game. I think we can beat them.
So when do you play them? Do you know?
I think January 19th.
Now you play them twice?
Yeah.
Okay. So is the first one at home or away?
It's home.
Home. So you got to have that one.
Yeah, got to.
Got to
have that one in front of the crowd. And obviously, you know, you're a junior at Adrian High School. You've been on a couple of these other Adrian varsity teams along the way. How has the talent in your eyes kind of improved, or how does the team change from year to year, talent-wise, player-wise, personality-wise, all that kind of stuff?
I think we just come more together as a family. The chemistry gets stronger. Players they're developing more confidently, and I think we just get better every year.
So you got another year left. Obviously, you probably have some goals set, maybe playing at the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been contacted by any schools?
Yeah, Central Michigan, Wayne State, Fair State, Northwood, Western Michigan, Toledo, Eastern Michigan, schools that are contacting me.
So what do you think?
It's great. I like the coaches that show love, want me to play for their program. It's amazing. That's great.
Any school that you're zeroing in more than another, or are you just kind of waiting to see what happens?
Waiting to see what happens, but Central Michigan, they show a lot of love, and I like that.
So it's kind of a fun thing to have schools reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does that help your game at all, knowing that, wow, these other schools are looking at me, and, man, I should really play good all the time.
Yeah, all the time. You always got to perform and be a leader every time, every game.
So you said defense is one of the areas you need to work on.
Yeah,
tell us why.
I think because at the next level, defense is, I think that's the main, that's the priority. Especially coming in as a freshman, you got to be able to guard and play defense.
Well, wonderful. Well, Stevie, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week. We have a certificate here and cave sticker for you, and we'll get a picture here in just a minute. But I want to remind folks that today's Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And again, congratulations, Stevie Elam, Adrian High School Basketball, and hope to see you back here again sometime.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's going to do it for Athlete of the Week, and we'll be back to talk with John Borton from the Wolverine Magazine after these words. You're inside the cave.